What is going on, everybody? Siddhartha back again with Courageous Media. It's been a few weeks, guys. I haven't been on this podcast thing on Anchor, but the reason why is because I've been super sick, and actually, I'm still sick. It's just my voice is a lot better. So, guys, topic today is pretty freaking cool. Why? Because lately, for the past couple weeks, and it's New Year's now, 2019, fresh start to 2019. It's January. It's the first month of this year, which means I've been going extremely crazy and hard on living life and enjoying what I need to do. So let me touch base with you guys and tell you what's going on, a little bit of life update. So lately, I've been in this epiphany of being high off life and enjoying everything I'm doing. And let me tell you why this is important, guys, because I literally hit this realization that you need to first enjoy your life. You need to be happy with who you are first. And when you become put in a particular mood in life, you start to feel good about yourself. You start to feel good about life, and everything starts to kind of go well. Let me talk to you about what this is. So, have you ever had that feeling of when you're in a good mood, everything just goes well? That perspective mode, that everything seems good, no matter how you look at it. That mood right there is the key to all life's problems. Like, if you're able to bring yourself to become happy to an extent, to a level where everything is just good in life, then everything flows, guys. It's kind of like the law of attraction. When you're at a stage in life where you feel happy with who you are and you enjoy everything, you're just grateful, you're just happy to be here, you're just high off life, everything falls into place, guys. Everything just kind of comes together at its own pace. It's kind of like going with the flow. And the reason why I felt like this, the reason how I accomplish feeling that way is, first of all, I learned to control my emotions. And secondly, I learned to just not take things so seriously. I learned to just kind of, you know, go with the flow. And what really caused that is I was stressing out all the time about life. I was stressed. I was working hard, but I was so focused on wanting to work so much to compensate for my lack of work when I wasn't working. And I just worked, and that's all I could think about. You know, I didn't enjoy the time. I was just like, when I didn't achieve something, I would stress out. I would feel this feeling of dissatisfaction, and it caused me to kind of be down, because, you know, I was constantly giving myself expectations and always trying to set high standards for myself, which is good, but also I was afraid of what people were going to say if I didn't achieve my goals. And I just learned to stop caring so much about what other people thought. I started to just go with the flow and, you know, take it easy and relax. I only took action when I felt like I was in a good mood, because when you're in a good mood, your decision-making skills are a lot better. You know, you think more rationally, and you don't fear anything. You have more confidence behind your decisions, and you just enjoy life in the present time instead of the future. And for me, that was super valuable. It taught me to make better decisions. And it taught me how to execute when I was in a good state of mind. And everything kind of just flows well after that, guys. It's just good. Just do you. Don't worry about what other people are saying or thinking. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. Okay? What matters is, you know, you're happy. Is you're going with the flow of things. And you're happy with every decision you make. And it's like, as you're living life in the present time, you're enjoying it. So don't be afraid to relax, guys. Don't be afraid to relax in times, because honestly, guys, taking a break and not quitting is better than taking a step forward with uncertainty or with anger or with depression. You know, take a step back so you can take two steps forward. And honestly, guys, the results are a lot better. But honestly, guys, stay focused. I'm going to tell you what book helped me this month. And that book is called The One Thing. It's called One Thing. And it's honestly, guys, it's changed my perspective on a lot of things. The One Thing by Gary Keller. And it's a great book, guys. I recommend it. It narrows down on being able to focus on that one particular thing. And it talks about how to critique your life in a particular way and have laser focus on this one particular thing that's going to get you where you want to get. Because in life, we tend to focus on too many different things all at once and is ineffective that way. Because you're not laser focused. You're not making sure you're doing one thing correctly, whether it's business, whether it's, oh, you want to become good at the sport. You need to laser down and focus on that one thing until you become successful at it. And then branch out once you do well. And honestly, guys, it just takes straight up focus. It takes obsession with that one thing and focusing on that. Where you focus your mind is where you're going to see results the most. So stay laser focused. Read this book. Audiobook on Audible is going to change your life. It's going to help you understand. And for me, this was the biggest struggle. Was I was constantly doing different things all at once. But once I read this book, just read the book. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next one. Hope you guys are doing extremely well. Live it up, guys. Go out there, live courageously, and chase your dreams. Peace out. Love you all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.